This is TWiT.
I'm so thrilled to welcome our guest to the show today. You probably heard us during our Audible ads. Any downtime, whenever possible, recommend a novel, a science fiction novel called The Martian. The author of The Martian is here today with us. Andy Weir, so great to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm sure there are lots of programmers and other professions that have that, you know, novel in the desk drawer next to the, next to the bottle of scotch. but you made it work, and I think that's so exciting. It's so cool.
Yeah, and I have no idea what I did right. But
well, you wrote a great book, and it encourages me because even though initially the initial response to The Martian was indifference from agents and publishers, you found an audience. Well,
that's really not true.
It's not true. Okay.
That has gotten around. I think at some point early on, someone conflated the story of me trying to get Theft of Pride published with the story of The Martian. The Martian was always popular right away. So I feel like I got either, you know, really lucky or I.
But you did self-publish it.
Yes, I did. Initially. But I never tried to publish it any other way.
Oh, I see.
So the story of it is that I wrote it initially just as a serial that I was posting on my website. It was my hobby.
Oh.
And then when I finished it, I had I would get these emails from people saying like, hey, I really like The Martian. I'm really enjoying it, but I hate reading it in my web browser. Can you make an EPUB version so I can read it on my e-reader? So I figured out how to do that, and I said, sure, here you go. And then I'd get emails from other people saying like, hey, it's great that you put an EPUB version up. I also put a Mobi version up. But I'm not really technically savvy, and I don't know how to download an EPUB from the internet and get it onto my e-reader. So could you just post it on a Kindle? And so I figured out how to post things to Kindle, and you have to charge a minimum of 99 cents. So I said, like, all right, so here's the free version of my of the EPUB right here on my site, and then here's the pay version on Kindle where you can pay a buck, and basically you're paying a buck to have Amazon deliver it to your Kindle. That's basically what's happening, right? But like more people would buy it from Kindle than would download it for free from my site. So it ended up selling really well on Amazon, and then that got it up into the top sellers lists on Amazon, and that got the attention of publishers and my agent, the guy who would become my agent.